الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, today I speak on a topic. From the very outset, I express my weakness to be able to do justice to this topic. Nor do they have the ability, nor do they have the capacity to speak sufficiently on the greatness of the personality about whom I am about to speak about. And perhaps I would be fair to say that neither do you have the capacity to do justice to listen to the praise of such a personality. And that is a personality of the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's creation, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally, when the time of Rabiul Awwal comes, people speak about the awsaf, the greatness, the qualities of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While you and I, we believe that there is no specific time that we are supposed to speak only of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this time. To speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be throughout the year at all times, and it is equally rewarding when you speak about his greatness at any time of the year. It is not as if you speak on this month, you will be extra rewarded. Any time you speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any month, it is rewarding and it fetches you blessings and it brings you reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, of course, when it is natural that when you feel in a month, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born and his death took place, you somehow or the other would like to speak about him because of the occurrences of the month. But of course, it's also quite amazing, and we do not believe in coincidence. We do not believe in coincidence that the 12th of Rabiul Awwal is remembered to be both the day in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born and the day in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. In fact, from the historical point of view, it is more authentic that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal rather than being born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. With regard to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are both riwayats, 9th and the 12th. But with regard to the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is normally acceptable by all scholars that the 12th is the day in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And we do not believe that this is a coincidence. But be as it may, to speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at any time of the year, it brings rewards and brings blessings. When you speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you speak? You can speak about the status and the greatness of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how do you measure? And how can you speak about the greatness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, people today, when they have one or two qualities of excellence, people make much about those one or two qualities of excellence in one individual. But when a person, in every one of his aspects, in every one of the things that he touched, he was excellent in every one of them, then how do you measure his greatness and how do you measure his excellence? The Urdu poet has said, Jahan ke sare kamalat ek tujh mein. All the excellence of the world and all the excellence of all the great people have been amalgamated in one person, and that is the personality of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if people are regarded as great because of one or two qualities of excellence, what do you say about a person who is excellent in every one of his conduct, who is great in everything that he touched, and he achieved excellence in everything that he did? You know, there is an English saying, jack of all trades, master of none. And I wouldn't like to use the word to that, but just in terms of what the theme is, that there are many people that when they take up many things, when they take up many different type of walks of life, they want to be take a portion, or they want to do something about it, or when they become, you know, multifaceted, then by the very limitations of human weakness, That when you take up too many things, you can't be a master of everything. You will do a little bit of everything, but you won't be a master of anything. You'll only achieve specialization if you take up one thing. And then you achieve and you become an expert in that. But wallahi al-azim, this dictum was reversed in the case of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In whatever he was excellent. It wasn't as if he became multifaceted and he was a master in every one of those things that he undertook. And how do we speak about the greatness of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That when Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, I one day went with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the outskirts of Makkah and I accompanied him on a journey. فَمَسْتَقْبَلَهُ شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا هُوَ يَقُولْ As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. I went at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not cross a stone. We did not cross a tree on that particular day. We did not cross a mound. We did not cross a mountain. But it started, addressing Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Salat and salam be upon you, O Prophet of Almighty Allah. This is in Bukhari Sharif. And Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Masjid al-Nabawi, used to rest and used to lean upon one tree. We used to lean upon a tree when he used to deliver the sermon or deliver a khutbah. The Sahaba felt that leaning on a tree is not appropriate for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they made a pulpit. They made a member so that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not have to, or did not have to lean upon the tree. And when this was the case, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no more was leaning on the tree started weeping. All the Sahaba heard the tree. So much so that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard it, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached the tree. The ulama said, and I've heard from the ulama, that the voice and the sound that was coming from the tree was one of lamenting. That how fortunate it was that it used to have that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand upon it, and now it is deprived of that blessing. So it started weeping. Like how this voice comes, ah, ah. In that way, until when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced the tree remained silent. What can we say about the greatness of such a person? And what do we say about the greatness of a person? That when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you have given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam the quality of Khalilullah. He is your friend. You have said with regard to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam that he is Kaleem of Allah. He spoke to you. You said about Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, he is a sign of yours. فَمَا جَعَلْتَ لِي What have you done for me? What is my quality? So Allah Ta'ala said, أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ O Prophet of Almighty Allah, O Muhammad, you are my beloved. You are my beloved. And what do we know? What is the meaning of beloved? Meaning you are more beloved to anything on this earth to me. And whatever, wherever my name is, your name will also be there. And today we find the reality of this. When our azan is not complete, until together was Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we do not say Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Our salat is not perfect, until together with Allah Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's name, we do not read Darood Ibrahim. Our janazah is not complete, until together with Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, where we praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. After the next takbir, we do not say Darood Ibrahim. We do not send salutations upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May yuti'i ar-rasul faqad ata'a Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, whoever obeys Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, are you not happy that you are Habib of Allah? You are my beloved. Hey, are you not happy? Wherever my name is, your name will be. Not only in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but till the day of Qiyamah. What do we say about the person whose qualities are so great, that every aspect he is great? You know, Mahirul Qadri, one of the very great Urdu poets, that said such a beautiful thing. Salam uspar, jisne galia kaakar duaye di. Salam be upon that personality. When people abused him, he did not abuse them in return. Galia kaakar duaye di. When people abused him, he made dua for them. Subhanallah. When people abused him, he made dua for them. He didn't abuse them in return. And if only we can follow the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salam us par jisne badshahi mein faqiri ki. Today people, when they become poor, they have no other option. Their heart is there that, never mind our poverty. Majburi kanam shukriya. We don't have any other option. We are poor, but if we have half a chance, we will become wealthy. We want to become so wealthy. Salam us par, look at that particular person who was given the option by none other than Allah, who had the capacity to deliver. He was given the option. Oh Muhammad, if you want, I can turn the mountains around Makkah into gold for you. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in response to this, said, oh Allah, give me hungry one day that I can make sabr. And the next day give me food. And then also give me food that I can make shukr to you. Not for the sake of food per se, but give me food that I can make shukr and I can be grateful to you. Salam us par ke jisne badshahi mein faqiri ki. Be salam upon that person who was the king, who was offered all types of gold and all types of material wealth. And that in that, he chose out of his own choice and option to make faqiri, to be amongst the poor. Is this, what can we say about the greatness of this person with regard to his quality, with regard to his beauty? Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu said, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى خُلِكْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ كَدُ خُلِكْتَ كَمَا تَشَى. More beautiful than you. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. No eyes have ever set sight upon. More graceful and eloquent than you. No mother has ever given birth to. خُلِكْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from all blemish, all imperfections. It is as if you have been created by Allah according to your will, according to your designs, according to your specification. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba said, Kana shamsu tajri fi wajhihi. Such was the beauty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was as if the sun had descended upon the face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kana shamsu tajri fi wajhihi. It was as if the sun had descended upon the Mubarak face of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we can speak about the greatness and we can continue, Wallahi al-Azim, for many, many hours and we will still not come to the completion. What is the onus upon us with regard to this greatness of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The ulama tell us that, you see, there are two births of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is the physical birth, and one is a spiritual birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us understand that. While the two are related, because the spiritual birth is dependent upon the physical birth, and the physical birth gave rise to the spiritual birth. But one is, to understand the physical and spiritual birth, understand it in this way. One is when Muhammad ibn Abdullah came into the earth. One when Muhammad ibn Abdullah as an infant came into the earth, and his existence was then. And one was upon wahi, when he became Muhammadur Rasulullah. When he became Muhammad, the Prophet of Almighty Allah. Both are significant. There is no doubt with regard to it, both are significant. But Muhammadur Rasulullah demands from us something. Muhammad ibn Abdullah doesn't demand anything from us. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, when the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the earth, and yes, he was great. But Muhammadur Rasulullah, he's a prophet unto you. Now when he's a prophet unto you, what is your demands? And what is your responsibility towards your prophet? And that is why there are people in this earth, in the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who celebrated the physical birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they denied the spiritual birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has cursed them in the Holy Quran. Yes, Allah has cursed them in the Holy Quran. Abu Lahab, the uncle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, he freed his one slave woman. That my nephew has been born, I have freed you. He freed his slave girl on the birth of his nephew. He celebrated the birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's physical birth. But when the spiritual birth came, he refused to accept Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Allah Ta'ala cursed him in the Holy Quran. Tabbat yala abi lahabi wa tab. And our success depends on accepting both these births, the physical and the spiritual birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The spiritual birth now has certain responsibilities upon us, certain demands. One of the demands is to love Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, our iman is not complete until we do not love Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than what we love our own self. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. None of you can be a true believer until he loves Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than what he loves his children, his parents, his family, his own self. Our iman is not complete until we have. What is love? We don't have the time. It's almost coming. But let me just go on. One of the aspects is love. The other aspect is respect. Respect for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every aspect. respect the greatness, respect the physical aspect of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, respect his sunnah, and this ummah, subhanallah, what muhabbat, what love they've had for this prophet. It is unparalleled in human history. You know, I was reading yesterday, reading one person, Hazrat Maulana Aslam Shikhapuri writes, you know, on one waqia, he says, Mahmud Ghaznawi was a ruler of India. He had a slave, or he had a servant. His name was Muhammad. So one day, he called him Tajuddin. He didn't call him by his name. So this servant became very perturbed and, disappointed. Why didn't my employer, why didn't the king call me by my name? So for 2 days, he didn't come to the court, thinking that the king was not happy with him. The king wasn't happy with him. And then after 2 days, when the king noticed his disappearance, noticed his absence, he said, bring him in my court. He said, why haven't you come? Where have you been for 2 days? He said, no, I thought you were angry with me. What gave you the notion I'm angry with you? He said, my name is Muhammad, but that day you called me Tajuddin. He said, why do you force me to profess? I have never taken the name Muhammad without wuzu. That day when I called you, I didn't have wuzu, so I didn't call you by the name of Muhammad. I have never used the name Muhammad without wuzu. That's love. May Allah reward the people in Radio Islam. They had an ambition. They said in the first 10, 12 days, they'll get people to read 1 million times Darood. By this morning, 7.5 million Darood were recited. Despite our weakness in that small recess of our hearts, there is something that brings out the best in us when we talk about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If only we can follow it through. And of course, not everyone who read Darood actually went to go and tell the people of Radio Islam. But they felt that they will do 1 million, 2 million. They said this morning, today they will record and have 2 million. Within 2 hours, 2 million Darood were recited. May Allah reward the people. And may Allah make us grow from strength from that little bit that we have to take it further. But my dear respected brothers, it will be very, very regretful that we only leave the love to that particular extent. The greatest aspect is to now follow Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in every one of his ways. See, amongst the people who were close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one name comes to the fore many a times. Hazrat Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Woman from the village, who was an ordinary, simple woman, who Allah Ta'ala gave the fortune when no one wanted to take Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and take him into their care. It was this woman who took Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in her care. And then her whole life changed. There was so much barakah. That camel that never used to ride properly, all of a sudden outran all the other camels. When they came home, that goat that never used to give milk normally, the moment Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha's husband touched that goat, it gave so much milk that there were not sufficient, utensils in the house to accumulate all that milk that was given by the sheep or the goat that was previously didn't give milk. And there was a whole change in their life because of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence. Wallahi lazim, we can bring that similar type of barakah in our lives by following Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That barakah that she brought can be within us if we follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And wallahi al-azim, one of the great aspects of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life was that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala brought different situations upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And why did Allah bring those different situations? Allah Ta'ala brought different situations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so that we will find an example to lead our life. So sometimes Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was poor, and most of his life he was poor. So therefore we can't say, I am poor, why? How can I follow the Nabi of Allah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also poor. He worked for the people of Makkah. He looked after the sheep for a very paltry remuneration. So if you're an employee, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an employee. He was an employer, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also an employer. And then a time came when he was the master of the treasures that came from Bahrain. And yet, how did he treat that particular material wealth? Not with any degree of affection, but he utilized it to bring about people, to distribute it to people, to be able to come closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that wealth. He was a father, and he was also such a father that he had different situations upon his children. Sometimes the children had difficulty. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how did he contend with it? Sometimes his child also died. How, if someone ever has a situation, you will find Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that situation. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a businessman. He was an employer. He was an employee. He was giving da'wat. Sometimes he was a ustad. Sometimes he was a teacher. Sometimes he was a student. He was an ustad to the sahaba. He was a student in front of the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought Allah Ta'ala's guidance unto him. If you are a student, you will find example. If you are an ustad, you will find an example. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam many a times achieved victory in the battlefield. If you achieve victory, you will also find an example. And if you have suffered defeat, you will also find an example. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam also therefore suffered a setback in Uhud. All situations came upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam so that we can find an example. And what was an amazing thing, I will conclude with this, was, you know, to be good with your companions is very, very easy. You know, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam not only, you know, took and brought all his companions together. And that also to read now with friendships also, you know, who is your favorite friend? How why do you give, sir, you know, superiority and priority? A remarkable thing. All the sahaba felt that they were closest to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he loved them the most. Everyone felt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam loved them the most. That, and then how he changed enemies. Hinda was the one who mutilated the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's uncle, chewed the liver. And after the conquest of Makkah, she remained in her room, she locked the room, thinking that victorious armies, when they come to a city, they raid and loot the city, waiting for people now to come and raid and loot the city. Maybe even her own, you know, her own respect and honor would not be guaranteed, would not be secured. And she waited and she waited and nothing happened. She said, let me go and see where this victorious army is. And when she goes to go and see on the top of her roof what the Muslim army is doing, what Muhammad is doing, on the eve of the most remarkable triumph of his, when he conquered Makkah, when he was forced out of Makkah, she sees from the roof Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is crying before Almighty Allah, making dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pacifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She then changes her mind and said, this person, on such an occasion, he is not showing any pride and arrogance. He is still modest enough to make dua in front of Almighty Allah on the eve of such a great triumph. And she changed her mind and she became a Muslim. The challenge there, my dear respected brothers, is not only to bring the akhlaq and conduct of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be able to deal with people who are around us, but even to change the enemies into Islam and Muslims because of this great conduct that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had displayed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Yes, you know, we do say, yes, you, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, you have been adored by many people more greater and worthy than what I am. You have been praised by people much more greater than what I am or what this audience have listened to. There is no doubt, we do not have the ability to capture your greatness with the eloquence of the poets of the past. We do not have the capacity to speak about you the way great orators of the past have spoken about you. We do not have the capacity to listen about your greatness. But little bit in our heart, we have a small speck, and may Allah make it grow, about our love for you. And if, despite our weakness, despite our nafs and shaitan that leads us astray, if you ask every Muslim, what is your endeavor? He will say, I want to become, or I want to follow, or I want to lead my life according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make that the basis for us to grow spiritually, inshallah. Mu'akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.